This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Kosovo's president, Josa Osmani, has accused Serbia and its president of being behind a shootout between armed men and Kosovar police last weekend.
What happened in the north of Kosovo was an armed attack by paramilitary forces that have been paid, trained, aided, and abetted by Serbia.
Serbian President Aleksandar Vučić denies the charge, saying, he's saying, why would this be beneficial for Belgrade, that we want war? No, he says, Serbia does not want war. Both interviews were conducted by Reuters News Service. More than half the residents of Nagorno-Karabakh have left the area and entered Armenia, setting up a humanitarian crisis. Already more than 70,000 people are in Armenia, and the world is taking notice. Phil Mercer in Sydney says a delegation from Australia is there seeing for themselves.
The lawmakers have described a shortage of humanitarian relief and a sense of fear among those who've been displaced. They're urging Australia and other countries to send more aid and medical supplies. Mark Cure is the New South Wales State Shadow Minister for Multiculturalism. He spoke to the Australian Broadcasting Corporation from the town of Goris in Armenia.
We are seeing firsthand, I think, an international crisis unfold. We're seeing hundreds of cars and buses and open-top trucks.
Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
The U.S. soldier who ran into North Korea is back in the United States. They say he is in good health. His immediate future is unclear.